presents this year. No tree or stockings or presents, just bottles of Christmas cheer. No new Frigidaire for Mama, no toy train for Brother Jim. Daddy's breaking up our Christmas, don't know what's gonna become of him.
This is depressing.
He quit his job last Friday, paid his last paycheck, and Mama, Merry she Christmas. Ain't seen a cent. The cupboards are empty as a phone turns off. Where are we gonna come up with the rent? We ain't seen Daddy in 2 or 3 days. Tommy's mom said they saw him at the track. Daddy laid down that box. If you hear my plea, Mommy and me won't get back. Daddy's drinking up our Christmas. Gonna be some hard times this year. No tree or stockings or presents, just bottles of Christmas cheer. No new Frigidaire for Mama, no toy train for Brother Jim. Daddy drinking up our Christmas, don't know what's gonna become of him.
Quite the song, isn't it, Roberta? Wow.
Yeah. We can maybe play this until tomorrow. Yeah, they finally figured it out. All right, so.
I didn't know if you were just trying to listen or if you were not dialed in, sir.
That's all right. No big deal. It's Christmas. Hello. December the 25th is upon us. 2012.
I couldn't imagine why you were listening to that depressing song about Daddy being at the track.
Yeah, right.
Gambling away your Christmas.
Michael has such great taste in music. Michael Forte is at the controls. Richie, we're going to fix his butt later on in the hour. Mm-hmm. And have no worries about that. Christmas, we're celebrating the Queen of Cheap. Roberta Fasanelli is here, and she has a report for us today.
Yes,
Jennifer,
I do.
Christmas freebies.
Christmas today, yes.
Yeah.
All right, so it has to do with food.
Food! Hooray!
Today? Free food somewhere today?
Yep.
Amazing, isn't it? Free food. It's all Chinese, but help yourself to it anyway.
Nothing wrong with that.
Right.
We're eating with the Schwartzes.
The Schwartzes.
I came up with a new program, Roberta, and I think you'll endorse this, and I think this is great. We're going to do Christian-Jewish buddies, and what's going to happen is every Christian family will be matched with the Jewish family. So on Hanukkah, the Christians can come over and celebrate Hanukkah with the Jewish family, and on Christmas, the Jewish people can come over and celebrate Christmas with the Christians.
I like
Doesn't that sound awesome?
That's a great idea.
Christmas with the Christians. What a concept.
It sounds boring, doesn't it?
Whoa.
Let's go to the Christians again this year.
That was like a television.
Hanukkah with the Goyim,
program.
Yes.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Let's see. Hanukkah with the Goyim or Christmas with the Goyim. At any rate, does anybody even know what the derivation of that term is? 800-510-8255. One of my great friends is on his way to Israel today for a 2-week visit, and I told him, he said to me yesterday, give me 4 things that I can't miss. So I went through, I've been in Israel 4 times. And I'm anything but Jewish. He's very Jewish, and he's looking forward to this. And so I went through the things that I thought were the most important of the experiences that I've had over there. It's just one of the things that's happened, and I don't want to belabor this because it really doesn't have anything to do with Christmas. There has been a photo that has... have you seen this photo of the Israeli school teacher who has a rifle over her shoulder with a group of her young children? And the IRA, the IRA, the, what I did just went out of my mind, the NRA, not the IRA.
Mm-hmm.
The NRA has made a big deal out of this. For those of you who haven't been following it, their policy on issuing guns is very restrictive. Armed guards at its school are meant to stop terrorists, and that has nothing to do with disgruntled gunmen. So there has been a big to-do this week in Israel about the rejection of claims by the gun lobby here that Israel is proof for the gun lobby's philosophy, the U.S. needs more weapons, not fewer. This has been a huge issue in Israel since Wayne LaPierre said, look at what they do over in Israel. Mm-hmm. And the Israelis say, sorry, pal, no sale. So it's pretty interesting. It has nothing, again, to do with Christmas, but I thought it was pretty interesting.
What do you mean? Pack is always a part of Christmas.
Right, right. That would be the next thing. Santa Claus is going to need to carry a gun with him to protect himself from getting somehow or other...
Slay-jacked.
Slay-jacked, right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I wouldn't mind if Santa actually left me a gun this year.
Really? Mm-mm. What kind of a gun would you like? This sounds
pink,
good.
Sparkly.
A pink gun.
Sparkly.
I think a 9mm, don't you think that would suit me well?
Really? Yeah. I don't know that much about how big is a 9mm?
Big enough for me.
Is it? All right. He's one of these.
I'm not even going there.
Can you stick this on a garter or something on your leg?
You know what? You could, maybe. I don't know. You could probably conceal it, but I think, don't you have to have a special permit for garter carrying? I think
yes. And there are a lot of people who are in the inspector's line who are very happy to check out where it is you're going to be backing. I think that's probably the truth. All right, Roberta, so Christmas freebies, what do we have coming up in a few minutes here in store for people?
I told you, lots of free food for Christmas.
Free food.
If you haven't eaten enough, some free stuff.
I haven't eaten enough yet, but we'll probably get there, unless you ate a lot last night. All right,
for Italians, Christmas Eve, you know, you have to do like the seven fishes and the whole thing.
Really?
The seven fishes?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you have to have, that's the Christmas Eve dinner.
And I really like Italians, usually.
Seven different kinds of fish.
Ew, really?
I hope there aren't any with heads and stuff on them.
Oh.
No,
we fed everybody dumplings.
Yeah. We had like calamari and
so baklava. Last night you had Jennifer described what went on at her house earlier
dumplings
this morning.
Dumplings and stroganoff. Mm-hmm.
All right, so that's what went on at Jennifer's. Dumplings and stroganoff. What did you have at your house?
Well, we had Christmas Eve dinner, which we had baklava.
Yeah.
Baklava is salted codfish and it's kind of dried.
Yeah.
And then you soak it for about 2-3 days. And that gets all the salt out of it and just makes it nice and plump and moisture, full of moisture. And then we make my dad, it's very traditional in our family, it's a baklava with red tomato sauce and prunes in it.
Really?
Oh, my gosh.
Which is absolutely delicious.
I bet the toilet's popping at this time of day in your house.
You have that over angel hair pasta. Then you make the baklava. You make it with olive oil and lemon and garlic, lots and lots and lots of garlic. And we all had this at my mother-in-law's. We had calamari rings, and we had mussels.
Really?
And we just ate ourselves into a frenzy.
So all seafood, huh?
All seafood.
Did you do that weird eel thing that you do sometimes?
Well, my dad used to make the eel.
Yeah.
And no, my family won't eat it, so I don't make the eel. But the eel is delicious.
The snake of the sea.
You fry them, and then you make them with a vinaigrette sauce, which is absolutely delicious. To serve it at room temperature, it's wonderful. And then we came back to the house, and we drank lots and lots of extremely potent rum-punched eggnog.
Really?
And we opened up Christmas gifts.
I tried to serve eggnog last night. No one went for it. We're such a wine crowd.
I have, from the farm store, had pumpkin eggnog.
That's what I have in my refrigerator.
And I had some last night, and it's a great way to soothe whatever ails you and to put you right to sleep. This is the heaviest, thickest stuff.
Was it schnogged with something?
It was not schnogged with anything. I was by myself.
Doug doesn't schnog.
No, I stopped at one of the neighbor's houses on my way home last night after I'd finished chopping feed for the animals. To have enough so that everybody wouldn't have to work today. And this guy gave me a big bottle of wine, which Meredith assures me was a very nice bottle of wine. I don't know, anything about wines. But the eggnog, when I came home, I had some leftovers and some eggnog. And I'll tell you, in very short order, I was asleep.
You know what I ended up doing with mine? Because no one would like pumpkin eggnog. I had it. I was trying to offer it up to everybody for like around dessert time.
Yeah.
And you know what was really good? Because it got a little intense for me. I dumped some in my coffee. And
really?
So good.
Ooh. Yeah. Smooth it right out. Yeah, that'd be good. That's super. From Roberta's point of view, the story in Brooklyn today, where there is a lot of... Brooklyn is New York. It's like Queens. It's not Manhattan's not New York. Brooklyn is New York.
Huh?
Queens. Well, you know what I mean. The people from Brooklyn are like different. They're really different. So a Brooklyn fellow, we have a story at DougStefan.com today, keeping busy playing Santa Claus to children who otherwise may not have had much of a Christmas because of Hurricane Sandy. You can check out the story in detail at DougStefan.com. I was talking earlier, Roberta, about this family on Long Island whose house had pretty much been destroyed by Hurricane Sandy,
mm-hmm.
and the family had been working on it nonstop from that point to yesterday when they actually went back into their home. They determined they wanted to be in their home for Christmas. The only people on their street, I think it's Sandy Hook, there's a village called Sandy Hook right on Long Island?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well,
elementary school.
That's the elementary school.
Well, what's the name of the...
And there's a Sandy Hook, New Jersey.
Let me see where they are.
You fly in, you actually see the Sandy Hook that butts out into New York Harbor.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
But right,
Long Island.
There's a, I'm not sure. It's the point is that
Long Beach was pretty much the same.
Maybe
story.
That was it. Maybe it was Long Beach. Yeah, maybe it was Long Beach.
And
I get Sandy
the Rockaways and, pretty much got yeah. hit pretty hard.
But imagine that, though. They worked on it because their goal was to get back in their house by Christmas, and that's what they did. So there's nothing, I mean, it shows if you have determination to get anything done. Great
yeah.
lesson in that. Roberta checks out our Christmas freebies in a moment here on Good Day. Merry Christmas.
If you faced foreclosure in 2009 or 2010, the National Foundation for Credit Counseling wants you to know you may be able to get a free foreclosure review through a program ordered by federal bank regulators. If errors in your foreclosure process are found, you could get compensation. You give up nothing by requesting a review or accepting compensation. The deadline is December 31st, 2012. To determine if you're eligible and request your review, go to independentforeclosurereview.com or call 1-888-952-9105.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen Temporal Scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster dive. It's Roberta Fessa.
Hi, Roberta, no exception. Christmas doesn't make any difference. New Year's, she's got her deals. Check out the Queen of Cheap box at DougSteffen.com for the new listeners. All right, go through what you have that's exceptional today, Roberta.
Well, after you spend all your money on Christmas gifts, man, you may need some stuff for free. And what better free stuff than free food? So you can go over to Burger King. You can buy one Whopper
Burger,
and
is Burger
get
King
one
open?
Free.
Burger King's
absolutely.
Not open today.
Yes, of course Burger King's
Burger
open
King,
today.
What, McDonald's, was they were trying to get the stores open today. I don't think Burger King's open.
Yes, Burger King is open today.
You sure?
I'm absolutely sure Burger King is open today.
All right.
I'll bet on it that Burger King is open
you
today.
You want to bet me a burger?
Bet a burger? I'll bet you my paycheck.
Two burgers
okay,
open,
okay,
buy one, get one free.
You're on.
Hey,
yeah.
So buy one Whopper, get one free. We have the coupon for you. And if you need some free coffee to wake up, actually they're doing this on Christmas and New Year's, Sheetz, S-C-H-E-E-T-Z. Has free coffee on Christmas and New Year's. It's a chain of discount stores and very popular ones. And you go in there, you get your free cup of coffee. And with that, you can also get a free Cinnabon, Mini Bon Cinnamon Roll. All you got to do is go to their Facebook page and like them, and we'll send you a coupon for a free Cinnabon, so free coffee and a cinnamon roll. And if you're still looking for a last-minute gift, just check out the Queen of Cheap. We have a whole bunch of ideas for you at the Queen of Cheap at DougSteffen.com.
Really?
And one other idea that's not up on there, check your local Groupons. Groupons, KGB Deals, Tipper, all of these discount sites. A lot of them have some really good deals that you could just basically print out and gift to somebody. So
I'm on the NORAD site. Mm-hmm. We had a visit from the fellow who actually runs the Colorado Springs, not an office, I guess. Well, maybe it is an office. And so I'm looking at where the slaves have been tracked. It's very cool stuff. You go to NORAD, what was it, AskNORAD.com?
I called him last night.
Did you?
Did. Yeah, I sure did. At the dinner table, after everybody was done, we called, and a very nice gentleman named Colin told us that Santa was in New Orleans, Louisiana.
Oh. 21 after on Good Day.
A beautiful sight.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganix. Life's getting better.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $34.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift, or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
This does it for me. This is Percy Faith with what I think the story of Christmas is all about.
Christmas is children who just can't go to sleep. Christmas is memories, the kind you always keep. Deck the halls and give a cheer.
Roberta, you get a kick out of this. I have my Christmas cards that I'm looking at right now, some of the new ones and some of the old ones that I've kept. And I always do this one called This Christmas. And as I got really into it in the last hour, Charlotte started to snore much louder than she normally snores. So
it
Jennifer
didn't quite, yeah, the mood was broken.
Didn't fit with the mood. So Charlotte's now having her breakfast so I can do what is necessary to communicate what I again think is the soul, the heart of Christmas, suggesting that you mend a quarrel if you've had one this year. Seek out a forgotten friend. Write a love letter. Share some treasure. Give a soft answer. Encourage young people. Keep a promise. Find the time. Forgive an enemy. Listen. Apologize if you were wrong. Think first of someone else. Be kind and gentle. Laugh some. Laugh some more. Express your gratitude. Gladden the heart of a child. Take pleasure in the beauty and wonder of the earth. Speak your love. Speak it again. And speak it still once more. So as you hear this, I'm not taking responsibility for this at all, but it was an anonymous writing that was on the back of a card that was sent to me many years ago. For as many years as I have done a Christmas program, and that's been pretty much, I was saying earlier, Roberta, I can't remember, and I'm sure that over the course of my career, which is now almost 50 years doing this, I have never missed an opportunity to do a Christmas program, or for that matter, be on holidays. This program prides itself with being on the holidays, but Christmas has always been very special to be on the air, and I feel like it's a treat, and it's not, I suppose maybe there's a gift in it for some who are alone, they want some companionship, there are a lot of new people who listen, they're cooking, they're wrapping presents, doing whatever it is that people do on Christmas morning. But there's something that happened this year with the event in Newtown, Connecticut, that got everything derailed.
Yep.
But then, as we sort of came back around, I think, did I say this yesterday or the day before? I may have said it in some context. I felt that there was a feeling about this year that became almost like it was post September 11th, where things calmed down. Do you know what I mean?
I think everybody took the time to hug their family.
Which is, you know, I mean,
we're always at such a fast pace. I think something like that always makes you remember to do that.
Right, exactly. So going through whatever things are in your mind about today, thinking about Christmas, I always get a kick out of people asking whether Christmas Day is really December 25th, and you know how I get off in my toot about that. It wasn't officially Christmas Day until somebody between the years 337 and 352, the Bishop of Rome, mostly I say somebody, but it was the Bishop of Rome, decided that it was time for all of the pageantry that went with a pagan celebration to be taken over by the Catholics. So
it's your turn now.
Yeah, that's what happened. Now, originally, Christmas was celebrated on January 6th.
January 6th is the Epiphany.
Right. That's actually the day that was first. The day of Epiphany is considered Christmas Day to a lot of people still around the world. The Eastern Orthodox look at it that way. But Jesus was born actually on March 29th. And,
how did I figure that?
Well, I guess they went to the stars.
My ex-boyfriend's birthday. Seriously? That was Jesus' birthday?
I thought it was sometime in July.
They were nothing alike, by the way.
No, it was March 29th, yeah. All right, so anyway, a little history, a little story of Christmas. 28 after on Good Day.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We get a lot of tweets from folks that sound just like this. Jay, I bought my home in 2007. Since then, it's gone down in value. Now I owe more on my mortgage than my home is worth. Can I refinance? The answer may very well be yes. Recently, the government announced changes that may allow folks to refinance even if their home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you. Or if your current mortgage rate is higher than 3.99%, you've got to give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. So, if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states and MLS number 3030.
Look! It's Lord Horsey.
They say he has instant access to a wealth of entertainment. A most appropriate suitor.
He is of Netflix. Lavishes $8 a month on thousands of TV episodes and movies.
I heard he watches them over the internet.
Pish posh, it's the 1700s. Internet doesn't exist yet.
Oh, do hush, child.
Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
The share button. A lot of people abuse it, posting stuff like, my cat's 3 years old today. So show them the beauty of not sharing and send them to Taco Bell for the new 99-cent loaded grillers. Appetizer tastes of wings, skins, and beefy nachos, grilled and hand-rolled for you and only you. Keep some things for yourself and live Moss. At participating locations for a
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried their vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. In all orders to the lower 48, ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
From Jewish people this year.
About Jesus may have just made me a little uncomfortable.
What about you, Roberta?
I think it's hilarious.
I do too. Oh my God. Happy holidays. That's what you say to people who are Jewish, but if you're not Jewish, I think you can still wish a Merry Christmas. So everybody today, hopefully you're doing that. 25 for the hour. It's Tuesday, December 25th, 2012. Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Jennifer and Roberta. We're going to fix McFadden in a few minutes. Although I'm sure that he is up and about. We'll find out what's going on.
Yeah, those kids, he's already up. It's, 7:30? Yeah.
Right. 8:30, 9:30, 10:30, depends on where you are. Some people listening in Guam, it's Christmas is pretty much over.
Right.
It's Christmas night there.
Let's forget about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So speaking of that, I want to go to a tradition of this program on Christmas Day. Actually started in 1897 when Francis Church, who was an editorial writer for the New York Sun, which became the New York Post, I believe, Roberta, if I'm not mistaken. It was a tabloid even then. there were tabloids and there were broadsheets. And this, I believe, was the first tabloid. I could be corrected on that, but I think I'm right. Anyway, so the point is the church got a letter from this girl who wrote what at the time was on a lot of people's minds. Because remember, Christmas did not become a national holiday until 1870. Did you know that? It was centuries.
Really?
Yeah, it was not an official holiday in America until
1870. But we had been celebrating, obviously. It just wasn't observed. Right.
Well, it was a high church tradition and a whole lot different than it is now. It wasn't, I mean, today, are you kidding? If the people who were around in 1870 were around today, they'd be apoplectic when they looked around and saw. The first indoor tree at the White House was 1889. 1923 was the first year of the National Christmas Tree Lighting Ceremony. Did you see that on TV? I thought it was really flat this year. And anybody
watched it.
A little bit? Didn't you think it was flat?
No, it was boring. Oh, absolutely boring.
Yeah, it was really not well done at all. Now, what I always look forward to around Christmas, though, I think it's tonight or tomorrow, they have Christmas at the Kennedy Center when they honor all of the various people who have traditionally done a great deal for culture in our country. Isn't that tonight or tomorrow? Jennifer, you can check that. You're going to do our television report in a few minutes anyway, right?
Sure. Well, that'll be my television report. How about that?
Okay. That'll be good. So anyway, back to the letter. This is a famous and extraordinarily appropriate letter for anyone to absorb. I think that this has always it's always put me in a good place, frankly. The answer to the question, is there a Santa Claus? The letter which prompted all of this starts as follows. I'm an 8-year-old girl. Someone of my friends say there is no Santa Claus. Papa says if you see it in the sun, it is so. Please tell me the truth. Is there a Santa Claus? Writes Virginia O'Hanlon, who lived on West 95th Street in New York. What kind of neighborhood is that these days? West 95th Street?
It's a very good neighborhood.
Is that a good neighborhood?
The Upper West Side.
Upper West Side?
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, so the editor of The Sun wrote this letter back. Dear Virginia, your friends are wrong. They have been affected by the skepticism of a skeptical age. They do not believe except what they see. They think that nothing can be which is not comprehensible by their small minds. All minds, Virginia, whether they be men's or children's, are small. In this great universe of ours, man is a mere insect, an ant in his intellect, as compared with the boundless world about him, as measured by the intelligence capable of grasping the whole of the truth and the whole of knowledge. Yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus. He exists as certainly as love and generosity and devotion exist. And you know that they abound, and you know they give your life its highest beauty and joy. Alas, how dreary would the world be if there were no Santa Claus? It'd be as dreary as if there were no Virginias. There'd be no childlike faith, no poetry, no romance to make tolerable our existence. We should have no enjoyment except in sense and sight. The eternal life with which childhood fills the world would be extinguished. Not believe in Santa Claus? You might as well not believe in fairies. You might get your papa to hire men to watch all the chimneys in New York on Christmas Eve to try to catch Santa. But even if they did not see Santa Claus coming down, what would that prove? Nobody sees Santa Claus, but that's no sign there is no Santa Claus. The most real things in the world are those that neither children nor men can see. Ever see fairies dancing on the lawn? Of course not. But that's no proof that they aren't there. Nobody can conceive or imagine all the wonders there are that are unseen in our unseeable world. You may tear apart the baby's rattle to see what makes the noise inside, but there is a veil covering the unseen world which not the strongest man, nor even the united strength of all the strongest men that ever lived, could tear apart. Only faith, fancy, poetry, love, romance. Those can push aside that certain view, that picture, the supernatural beauty, if you will, of glory. Ah, Is it all real? Oh, Virginia, in all this world, there is nothing else more real or abiding. No, Santa Claus, thank God he lives and lives forever. 1,000 years from now, Virginia, nay, 10 times 10,000 years from now, he will continue to make glad the hearts of children. So that's the letter that went back to Virginia. I have read that every year for as long as you've been on this program, Roberta, Jennifer has been around. That's one of those things that's sort of a tone setter, if you will. All the other things, silly though they may be, with regard to the tune about all I want for Christmas, is just, oh, God. All right, so anyway, one of the things that will be distracting for a lot of people today, the weather is frightful.
But the fire is so delightful.
It better be.
No place to go.
You know, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
I have a dusting. It's snowing outside on the...
it was snowing yesterday, last night here in New York. Yeah. White Christmas.
So
it was
incredible.
It started snowing about the time, it was 4 o'clock-ish when I first put Charlotte out this morning, and there was a little dusting, and now it's coming down. It's a little here and there, nothing serious on the farm. Where I wake up tomorrow morning, there's not likely to be
too much snow
there. There is a strong possibility of serious tornadoes, though, down on the Gulf Coast today.
Yeah.
Sleet and freezing rain across much of the midsection of the country, the southern midsection, Gulf Coast area, a blizzard through Kentucky today. Looks like Oklahoma and Arkansas also have a bit of a problem. Be happy you're not driving, those of you who are in Arkansas. If you're going through the Ozark Mountains, already 10 inches of snow since midnight, and the traveler's warning, can you imagine the hazards of driving through the Ozark Mountains in a 10 or 12 inch snowstorm? I think not. I would stay as far away from that as I
could.
Unless
you have to get to Dollywood, and then you just got to do what you got to do.
And I suppose
isn't she in the Ozarks?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She is in the Ozarks. So let's see. East Texas, also a swath of storms today, but most of it is south. I have to fly through Chicago this afternoon, so it doesn't look like I'm looking to see what
you
the story is.
You might look out.
Wow, look at this. 113-mile-an-hour winds in on the Mississippi coast. Woo! That's no pleasure. All right, so anyway, but hopefully the weather will not dampen your otherwise bright spirits. 16 before the hour on Christmas Day on Good Day.
Ah, bah, black sheep, have you any wool? No, sir, no, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught, trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
Hi, it's Roger. Our great nation has now passed the tipping point. Benjamin Franklin warned us more than 200 years ago, quote, when the people find that they can vote themselves money, that will herald the end of the republic. The 2010 election and the 2013 fiscal cliff of massive tax increases are ominous echoes of what happened exactly 100 years ago when the Fed and the income tax were both born, leaving today's dollar 98% gutted of its original value. Take action now. Protect yourself from a further debasement of the value of your money and our nation by reading the book, The Great Debasement. It explains the 100-year dying of the American dollar and how to get America's money back. Call 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646. Get the book absolutely free. Learn how to stop the greatest confiscation of wealth in history. Call 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646.
As Americans, we feel a great sense of pride and respect for the men and women who've served to protect our freedom. It's so important that we each do what we can to support our veterans once they return home. The Purple Heart Service Foundation provides many services and programs, not just veterans that have received the Purple Heart Medal, but all veterans. Some of their programs include processing veterans' claims for compensation, educational programs, job training, and medical care. They also assist in identifying and helping homeless veterans. If you have a car you no longer need, donating your vehicle to the Purple Heart Service
Service Foundation will help to provide funding for their many exceptional veterans programs. All donations, whether it's cash or a car, are 100% tax deductible. For more information on how to donate a vehicle, call them today at 877-743-1631. That number again is 877-743-1631. For cash or credit card contributions, go to mophsf.org. That's mophsf.org.
Hi, how can I help you?
You already did. With my, car loan.
Sir?
You know, the great low-rate loan I got after you gave me that GM discount.
Excuse me, but did you just say something about a GM discount?
Oh, no. I said, I meant this counter instead of the other one.
Oh. Whew, that was close.
Sir, you really don't need to whisper. It's no secret. The credit union member discount from GM is available for all of our members.
Really?
Really?
Really? It's part of a program called Invest in America that gives credit union members special discounts on new Chevy, Buick, or GMC vehicles way below the MSRP. And as a member, you can save even more with some of the lowest financing rates available on auto loans.
That means I can save on a car and a loan.
Shh. What do you want everybody to know about it?
Actually, yes. With the GM discount and the Invest in America program, there's no better time to buy a new vehicle and to belong to a credit union. Visit lovemycreditunion.org. Credit unions are federally insured by the NCUA and are equal opportunity lenders.
There was 57 channels and
all right, it's hot day. Well, I know it's hot day, but it's a warm, you get a warm feeling watching most of what's on television over this 24-hour period. Unless,
yes.
I think there's a, isn't there some on Spike? There's a Mad Max marathon or...
No, well, you know, actually some really cool stuff on tonight. Like if you have some time to relax, ABC Family has Home Alone, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. ABC is doing How the Grinch Stole Christmas, I think almost all afternoon and evening. NBC is doing Horton Hears a Who. Try to say that five times fast. So there's some fun stuff if you have the family over and you want to watch TV. You don't have to watch Die Hard or anything too crazy. And to answer your question, Dougie, the Kennedy Center honors are going to air on December 26th, so tomorrow on CBS.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And they're going to be honoring Guy and Led Zeppelin. They're going to be showcased. It's the 35th annual Kennedy Center honors. And it's got a huge, big star lineup. They've got Dustin Hoffman, Jimmy Kimmel, David Letterman will be introducing some of the tribute bands, Tracy Chapman, Bonnie Raitt, Jeff Beck, Kim Wilson, just a huge cast of characters. Alec Baldwin will be there, Tina Fey, so it should be fun.
Yeah.
You seem underwhelmed.
I'm reading Christmas cards.
I noticed that. I heard you actually rip into an envelope as I started my report. Ray Romano will be there. That's a good one. I like Ray Romano. He's funny.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. We also can't do a TV report today. Go ahead, back to you in your
Why?
Card reading. No, but
no,
we can't do a TV report today without mentioning Jack Klugman.
Right.
Jack Klugman died yesterday.
Yeah.
So sad. But you know what? He had a good life. He made it to 90.
90, yeah.
Yeah, which is really
when
good.
When you consider the cancer, and his throat cancer was like 10, 12 years ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. Mm-hmm. If you don't know who Jack Klugman was, he was the messy one in The Odd Couple. He was
Quincy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, Michael, if you looked around, you'd probably find an excerpt. He was on this program a couple of times, including once when we could barely understand.
Well, he lost his voice to throat cancer in the 80s, way back in the
80s. Was it that long ago?
Yeah, but the cool thing was he trained himself to speak again.
Yeah,
And he passed with his wife and his son by his side. So I guess if you're going to go, that's probably the way to do it.
Now, why do I know his son does something that we would be interested in? And I remember, because I remember reading something about his son the other day, but I don't remember what it was. Just remember that he'd set out on... Of course, and I think it was in the entertainment business, but I'm not sure. That tells you nothing, right? There's 30 seconds of dead, wasted air right there. I remember, but I don't remember. But anyway.
So. They were named Adam and David, if that helps you out at all. Yeah.
I only remember Adam and Eve. I don't remember David. So what do we have? The Kennedy Center is tomorrow, right?
Tomorrow, the 26th, on CBS. Right. You can check that out.
Okay. All right. So there are things today, though. There will be marathons. Let's see. Channel or...
Didn't I just do this? Oh, you were reading your Christmas card.
No, but I was thinking...
I'm a little snappy, Dougie, only an hour and a half of sleep.
You're doing all right for only an hour and a half of sleep. Good for you. Congratulations. All right, we get McFadden next year on the Good Day.
Oh, boy.
It's 51 past the hour on the Good Day Christmas program.
It's the happiest season of all.
with those holiday greetings.
HempUSA.org has a newly designed website and a new and improved detoxification product. Order our new Microplant Powder Gold loaded with vitamins, minerals, iodine, and probiotics, and we'll send you our travel-size Microplant Powder absolutely free. Microplant Powder only at HempUSA.org. Call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you only at HempUSA.org. Only this offer ends January 31st.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
It's a day to give, to receive, and most of all, to cherish the ones you love. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. Christmas Day, being celebrated across the country and around the world, Pope Benedict marked the 8th Christmas season of his reign with a Christmas Eve Mass in St. Peter's Basilica.
In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti.
The 85-year-old pontiff called for people to find room for God in their lives. He also called for peace in the Middle East, as well as an end to the civil war in Syria. Today, the Pope is giving his blessing to a huge crowd outside the Vatican. On this Christmas Day, it is more than appropriate to recognize acts of compassion, efforts to reach out and help others who are struggling. Over the last 2 months or so, we've seen many of these efforts related to the devastation caused by Hurricane Sandy in the Northeast. And we've seen an entire nation share in the collective sorrow in the aftermath of the shooting in Newtown, Connecticut. Among those offering support for the families of the victims there, a minor league hockey team in Bridgeport, Connecticut. Bridgeport, about a half hour away from Newtown. This past Saturday night, the players on the Bridgeport Sound Tigers replaced their own names on the backs of their jerseys with the name of the Sandy Hook Elementary School children who were killed in the shooting. The players will wear the victims' names on their jerseys for 6 more home games, and following that final game, the team will present those jerseys to a relative or representative of each of the victims' families. As we said, just one of the great many efforts during this holiday season to offer support to those who are struggling and grieving. Now, something else that will matter to you.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
Look, I'm all for modern conveniences. But ask yourself, do you really need a blender with 23 buttons just to chop an onion? At Geico, we think life should be simpler. So we make it super simple to save on car insurance. Just one click and you could be on your way to saving hundreds. Come on, people. Life doesn't have to be that complicated.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Christmas means a day off on Wall Street, of course. Yesterday, in a holiday shortened trading session, the Dow lost 52 points, closing at 13,139. S&P down 3 points. NASDAQ lost 8. He did a great many things in his career, but he'll always be remembered for Oscar Madison. It was yesterday, on Christmas Eve, that we learned that Jack Klugman passed away at the age of 90 at his Southern California home. Klugman starred opposite Tony Randall and TV's The Odd Couple in the 1970s, Klugman winning 2 Emmy Awards along the way. He will be missed. And finally, on this Christmas Day, we assume Santa is resting up after another job well done. For over half a century, the folks at NORAD track Santa's journey as he makes his way around the world. Here now is just a small taste of his incredible trip last night, as tracked by NORAD.
Just moments ago, NORAD Santa cams captured some incredible images of Santa flying over Melbourne, Australia.
As anticipated, Santa has arrived in China right on schedule.
NORAD Santa cams have spotted Santa over the islands of Japan and the Pacific.
NORAD satellites are alerting us that Rudolph, Santa, and the rest of the team are now flying over Jakarta, Indonesia.
Santa appears to be gaining altitude. He's headed toward the world's highest mountain, Mount Everest in Nepal.
So far, Santa's had a smooth flight this year. He's not encountered any difficulties, which is great news for us at NORAD. The Santa cams last spotted Santa flying over India's famous Taj Mahal.
Santa is now cruising over the Mediterranean, and NORAD satellites are watching as he heads towards Rome, Italy.
Bonjour. It looks like Santa has entered France and has just flown by the Eiffel Tower in the city of Paris.
NORAD Santa cams have just spotted Santa flying over the United Kingdom, and it appears he is circling the skies near London, England.
Wow. NORAD has just received images of Santa flying over the Amazon rainforest.
Santa's sure moving fast tonight, and the latest images captured by the NORAD Santa cams have located him in New York City.
Talk about racking up those frequent flying sleigh miles with a big assist to the reindeer, of course. I'm David Weiss. Merry Christmas, and that's the news that matters.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Santa baby, just leave the table under the tree for me. I've been an awful good girl.
Howdy folks, Pharmacist Ben here, nutritional pharmacist and skincare chemist. If you've heard me on my daily health and wellness program, The Bright Side, you know I'm on a mission to spread the good news about the power of nutritional supplementation to correct your healthcare challenges and get you feeling vital and healthy once again. I want you to call 877-279-9422 and check out the powerful, affordable line of nutritional products from Youngevity, the ones I take and the ones I recommend. That's 877-279-9422 or go to www.gcnminerals.com. Why simply mask your symptoms with toxic pharmaceutical drugs when you can address causes with vitamins and minerals? I suggest the Healthy Start Pack. It gives your body the essential 90 nutrients it needs. Most people notice a difference right away. You can sign up to help me spread the good news of health and wellness without drugs and maybe make a little money too. And while you're there, don't forget to check out my important video message. That's GCNminerals.com or call 877-279-9422. And remember, friends, good nutrition is good medicine.